Trey Bowles, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
First of all, what is the deck?
And it's made up of a couple different pieces. We have mentors that come in and offer free time with startups. We have investors who come in and listen to different pitches and try to figure out if that's a place they want to put some money. We have collaborative space, so people can actually come in and set up an office there, okay. And they're either at a desk or in an office space. And then finally, we really focus on the idea of promotion behind them. It's really a resource center and central hub for these startups to come together and get the resources they need to be successful.
Business incubators are springing up across the country. A new Texas directory lists 21 different ones just in North Texas. What sets the deck apart?
So I think what differentiates us from some of the other ones is the impact and the integral role we want to help play in getting a company to the right place. We often talk about trying to remove the obstacles that stand in the way of a company being able to launch. So think of it as if there's 50 things it takes to start a business and you're a first-time entrepreneur, you may know three of them. You may be an expert in a certain domain. You don't know the other 47. We believe that entrepreneurship isn't an intellectual thing. It's an experiential thing. So you can't buy experience.
We're obsessed in North Texas with rankings. How does North Texas rank compared to other areas of the country in this sort of business generation?
So the U.S. Chamber of Commerce a couple weeks ago announced that Dallas is one of the best places in the country to start a business. Kiplinger's put out a report last year that said Dallas was the number one place in the country to start a business. We have 19,000 new businesses started every year just in the city limits of Dallas.
There's a joke in Silicon Valley that venture capitalists won't even look at a startup unless the founder has a couple failures in the pocket. What role does failure play in your operation?
Failure is important to us. We encourage it. And people always say, you should definitely fail, but fail fast. It's important to note that. It's important to get some scars and learn from that. I also think that we encourage a calculated approach to entrepreneurship. So we spend a lot of time with people, having them go through feasibility analyses, looking at, is this an opportunity? Is there really a need? Can I solve that? And most importantly, are there customers out there that would pay for this? And if there aren't, then don't go down this road. We talk about the idea of jumping into entrepreneurship as opposed to diving in, because if you jump in, you may bruise your tailbone. But if you dive in, you could break your neck. But that's why the mentor piece is so important, because if we are willing to recognize that it's not about any sort of intellectual prowess that we have, but rather I've got all these men and women who have done this before that have walked into that wall four times and said, okay, next time I'm not going to do it. We can learn from that a little bit. So we know that failure is going to happen. And I think the solution in response to that is to encourage, embrace it, and celebrate it, but not repeat it.
Trey Bowles, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.